Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, for more than 150 years, has been a community of faith which is Christ-centered and service-oriented, founded upon the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for all. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Congregation, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this 21st Sunday after Pentecost. In today's Old Testament reading, Isaiah prophesies the return of Israel from yet another captivity. They had been overtaken by the Babylonians in what was a repeated cycle of Israel being faithful to God for a time, falling away in unfaithfulness, being conquered or controlled by an outside power, and then being delivered from their bondage. In today's prophecy, through Isaiah, the prophet is telling, more than a century and a half before the event, of deliverance from Babylon by Cyrus, who is here called the Anointed. This was a term reserved for the kings of Israel and also for the Messiah, the eternal Savior. But God sometimes works outside what we may see as his only way to deliver his promises. In verses just before this, Cyrus is called my shepherd. This also places him, a Gentile, in line with Moses and David as shepherds of Israel. After the initial verse of prophecy, Isaiah continues with the Lord's description of who he is and the all-encompassing power that he has over all the world that he has created. We hear of this in the hymn, Sing Praise to God, the Highest Good.
A reading from the 45th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped, to subdue nations before him, and to loose the belts of kings, to open doors before him, that gates may not be closed. I will go before you and level the exalted places. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hoards in secret places, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob, and Israel my chosen, I call you by your name. I name you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I equip you, though you do not know me, that people may know, from the rising of the sun and from the west, that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things.
Thank you.
from the letters of St. Paul to the church at Philippi, heard in the last few weeks, to his first letter to the church at Thessalonica. In his introductory remarks, he refers to them as brothers loved by God, that he has chosen you. He has called, we have been chosen from eternity. So salvation is lost only by those who refuse to repent, rejecting his call, shunning the gift of faith, which can be received only through the power of the Holy Spirit. This can come only through God's Word.
From the first letter of St. Paul to the church at Thessalonica. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction, with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come.
In another of the encounters within what we see as Holy Week, between Jesus and the leaders within temple worship, the Pharisees, who saw Roman rule over them as a curse, the Herodians, detested by the Pharisees, who saw little problem with the stability that Roman rule had provided. Strange bedfellows, but with the assumption that Jesus would have to choose between submitting to Rome by paying their taxes or legal suicide, telling that they should not pay their government. The Pharisees would have their political positions supported by the masses without having to publicly dirty their hands. His response shows that our responsibility is twofold: honor our earthly responsibilities and honor our responsibilities to God, who chose each one of us from eternity. We pray that God's power be poured out on us through the power of the Holy Spirit in the hymn, God of Grace and God of Glory.
A reading from the 22nd chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle Jesus in his talk. And they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care for anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax. And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, Whose likeness and inscription is this? They said, Caesar's. Then he said to them, Therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away.
The facing of this hour.
you for welcoming us into your home to share the love of Jesus with you. Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you and your children to join us at our worship service on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, followed immediately by Bible study and Sunday school for all ages. The church and school are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. You may contact the church office at 574-896-2025 if you have any questions or would like more information regarding the services or activities offered at St. Peter Lutheran. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you. We pray that God always grants us wisdom and courage to serve Him, the one whom we adore.